Steve Smith, the dean? The dean of Clown College for years?
10 years.
10 years, okay. You directed the Big Apple Circus.
Correct.
You also have helped us immeasurably many times with our shows by saying, you know how to make that, how to fix that bit? Cut it.
A cheap bit well done is a well done cheap bit.
Yes. You've just seen the complete history of Comedy Bridge, so there will be no finer critic than you of what we have done or failed to do here. Your initial thoughts?
Keep it simple.
Yes.
Slow down.
Slow down.
Yes. Okay. Yes. There's some beautiful bits that when you have a crowd like you did tonight, or an absentee crowd that you had tonight, it's pulling teeth, and that is what makes comedy so hard, isn't it?
It's weird performing here in Marin, where people don't feel comfortable laughing. We've said this before, political conservatives seem to be better audiences. They don't care who they laugh at, and liberals and progressives go, golly, I mustn't ever. Ooh.
Yes.
So that's the issue kind of we're dealing with here in Marin County.
It is an odd dynamic, but I think you conquer it well.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one-third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 422, Dean of Comedy. This week, the first week of January 2015, we begin rehearsals for our upcoming UK tour of The Complete History of Comedy Abridged. So it seems like the perfect time to talk to the man who's forgotten more about comedy than we ever knew. Our old friend Steve Smith, the former dean of Clown College and director of the Big Apple Circus, joined us last month at the Marin Theatre Company to see us perform The Complete History of Comedy Abridged, and was lovely enough to give us his thoughts afterwards and share with us the story of his career in comedy. He began, of course, by paying me some completely unnecessary compliments.
Your second half opening is dynamite. You have a lovely voice, by the way.
Thank you.
There's one note.
Yes.
And of course, I brought something.
And you have a visual aid for your own.
Yes, I do. You used a few sound effects, but you didn't reference sound effects.
Oh, interesting. So
for comedy, this is just something that you should have.
Okay.
And for comparison and contrast.
Got it.
For instance, let's just say Elizabeth Warren. And then let's say, Sarah Palin.
Nice.
I'm just saying, and actually I got each of you boys one of these for your Christmas present. I really did.
These are little stocking stuffers.
Little stocking stuffers. I mean, you know, you can't.
Oh, very nice.
Here we go. I'm not suggesting that but you need to put some of these in your show.
Yeah, I will just. We have it when the iron the frying pan hits him in the face. There's a bit of slap.
But you also have a saw.
Yes.
Now there is an old bit of, and I'm going to stab you with my knife, and a gunshot goes off.
Oh yes.
I was just waiting for that moment with the saw. We are talking bits.
I know this is great, but this is the kind of thing we do backstage, you know, and we're kind of refining and refining, and this is all fantastic, and I'm just going to be the most obnoxious person in the world because I'm just going to. I'm going to walk
16 different sound effects.
I'm going to walk around and pull this after everything I say.
I'm giving some to my to nieces because they will drive their parents insane.
Oh, that's perfect. So, all right. So I completely screwed up your credits there at the top.
Please.
But you have been in the comedy business forever. How did you?
Is it Ashton? That's your name?
Houston.
Yeah, we have a problem.
So how did you get started in comedy? Or in clowning? Or is that the same thing in your mind?
You know what? I don't trip over those terms.
Okay.
Comedian, clown, buffoon.
Yeah.
And it goes back to a line that is credited to Stan Laurel. Don't know if it's true. You know, quotations on the internet.
Yes.
But Stan supposedly said, if people laugh at it, it's funny. If they don't, it's not. Mm. Mm. And as a little kid, I haven't hit my growth spurt yet, 63, my armor was humor. Mm. So I turned the bullies into bodyguards by making them laugh. And I knew early on that I wanted to be in the funny business somehow. Yeah. Clowning never occurred to me. Never saw a circus until I was in one.
Wow.
But I knew that I had the seed. Soupy Sales, Jonathan Winters, Johnny Carson. I used to sneak a little 9-inch black and white TV because it was past my bedtime.
Right.
But I thought his comedy timing was brilliant.
Impeccable,
slightly peccable.
Yeah.
And so this is 43 years now
of
slipping on banana peels. But humor can be found in anything. There were a few audience members tonight. It was if the cartoon bubble said, too soon.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, sure.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But
well, they said that for the jokes about Abraham Lincoln, which was
Seriously?
Yeah.
Really?
I know. What is the statute of limitations? Well, and we cut out references to Bill Cosby because...
And I think wisely so.
Well, yeah, because we could make the jokes of, love to rape women.
And where are the rim shots? Come on.
I know. Steve has some notes for...
Did you go around and round about rim
shots?
And he always has. Every time I've worked with you, he ignores everything.
Well, and you worked with Reed at Clown College, and then on
the
circus.
He was the director of Clown College. He taught me everything I know.
That couldn't have taken long.
No.
Yes, about a minute and a half.
And did you guys work together on the circus or just at Clown College?
Well, you came to the circus working on gags and stuff, as I recall, but mostly it was Clown College.
Yeah.
And I think you guys talked about this earlier, that you've come and helped us several times, big time.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Brought doctors and nurses. We helped you a lot.
Yes.
And it's been a privilege and a pleasure. I mean, and you guys are cranking out, what is this, the 10th show?
This is our ninth show. This last, since 2010, we've made three shows. That's the most in that period of time we've ever done.
Yeah. Yeah. We have begun work on our 10th show, the RC's 10th show, but we're not announcing what that is.
Congratulations. I mean, for you, this is just like being in rep.
Yeah.
You have to keep all of this material in context, in your heads. Yeah. What show are we doing today? What city are we in?
Right.
That's a huge undertaking.
But the circus taught me a lot about how to keep... People say, what did you take from the circus? What did you take from acting school? Well, from Clown College and Circus, doing 500 shows in a year, keeping it interesting for yourself, trying to keep it fresh, finding new things.
Dear God. So next to talent, tenacity is the most important
aspect. And sometimes more so.
It has to be. Yeah. But, it's Saturday. I have three shows. Great.
Yeah. How did you feel when we started talking about Rambozo and, and get in, get the laugh, get out? What was your feeling about that? Because this is an old circus legend, myth, saying that we have incorporated for our own purposes.
It was our first lesson in how to edit your own material. Get in, get the laugh, get out. No one wants to see you out there milking that cow for 35 minutes.
Yeah.
And in a circus gag, your time frame is 2.5 to 3 minutes, tops.
Right.
So structure, and you guys structure gags very well. For me, it was Old Home Week.
Right.
And the evil clown scene,
brilliant.
I only wish that Stephen King had been here.
There's a clown page on Facebook, and every once in a while, certain people just are furious about the evil clown. And I just go, so what?
Yeah.
Dickens wrote about Joseph Grimaldi's son, this dissipated clown, and as far as I've heard, that's the origin. So it goes back to the time of Dickens. It's not because of Stephen King. Just get over it.
Right. Get over it. You can't,
And Steve and I know a lot of clowns. They are scary.
Rightfully so.
I've worked with Reed now for 30 years.
Well, American Horror Story, they're one of the latest ones.
Yeah.
On the internet. Oh, they're ruining the craft of clowning. No, you're ruining it. Get in, change your profession, and get out.
Hi, I'm Dick Costolo from Twitter, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? Oh, if you're in the UK, you're in luck. Later this month, we start performing The Complete History of Comedy Abridged in 70 cities across the UK and Ireland. We'll also perform a few dates in the US later this spring, plus more dates this summer and fall, which will be added onto our website as soon as we nail them down. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader or email newsletter. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office, venue, and ticket information.
So how did you get from turning the bullies into your bodyguards to becoming a clown? Or how did that suddenly go, oh, now I'm going to be a clown?
Reader's Digest version.
The reduced version.
The reduced version. I graduated high school in 1969,
okay.
Summer of Love. I went to Ohio University in Athens. The next year, Kent State happened, where the idiot governor of Ohio allowed the National Guard to have live ammo.
Yeah.
They killed some students. Kent was only right up the road from Athens, Ohio. The National Guard moved into our campus. Tanks. National Guardsmen with rifles with live ammo. And we were ordered out of town.
Students,
25,000 students get out of town. The president of the university came on the radio. Crossing campus, I got clipped in the head with a tear gas canister, went to the healthcare center. There on the magazine rack was a cover story, Life magazine cover story about Clown College. It was as if the clouds parted, the angels sang, the light came down. And I thought, what the hell am I doing in this zoo? I'm going to go to that circus.
Yeah.
But here's an article that told slipping down banana peels, how to fall down, how to get up. I thought, this is heaven.
Yeah.
Made application, was accepted. I had no idea what I was getting into.
Had you done theater in college or anything like that?
Yeah, I was an acting major at OU.
Okay.
I loved performing. Again, I had to know what I was going to do.
Right. You loved performing, and this became the vehicle.
Oh, my gosh.
It became the tiny clown car.
When you're my size.
Yes.
A lot more of us in there. I loved physical comedy.
Yeah.
Maybe because I was good at it at the time. And the world of comedy, as you know, is not always a nice place.
Because it's filled with creepy people like us, or because it's tough?
Because it's tough.
Yeah.
It is very difficult.
Yeah.
And anyone who's ever tried to get up at a wedding and make fun. And make exactly.
Oy,
capital letters.
Yeah.
Well, and I will say this about, I tell people who ask, nobody asks. You taught at Clown College. Clowns have hearts the size of Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about, among theater people, there can be pretense, right? This is not a surprise, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's not every person by any means.
Yeah.
But I don't find pretense in circus people. I find that they have a skill, they have a craft, they're proud of what they do, but there isn't any pretense. And I found that very refreshing.
Well, it's a very working class art form.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, this is what I feel is so great about Chicago. All the theater artists I know in Chicago are filled with just, hey, this is what we do, you know?
I came of age as a clown in Chicago.
Okay.
I've been with Ringling. I left. I kept running away from the circus to join a home. After my first year on the road, I went to Mexico to study mime.
Dear God!
But I...
Sorry about that.
We're done. We're done here. Thank
you. Sorry about that sketch.
But I had all this material, so I was in Chicago finishing my acting work at a degree at the Goodman School of Drama, and I thought, I'm going to do a show.
Yeah.
So in 1978 at the Body Politic Theater, I don't think it's any longer on Lincoln Avenue, I did my first clown show, and that led to other things, television work, Ringling came calling, and not only did I get to direct the school for a decade, I directed the Ringling show, cast of 140 Lions and Tigers and Bears included.
Wow.
So.
Yeah.
And so, did you have a TV show in Chicago?
Yes, for 7 years.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
And so and then while you were doing the TV show, did you come back to direct Ringling before you became director of Clown College?
The TV show is what afforded me to do the second version of my clown show, which was actually, I became producer.
Okay.
And line producer, and learned many skills that I was going to need at Clown College. I didn't know that, of course. I didn't go to business school, you know.
Yeah.
After the 1978 run of the show in 1981 or two, restaged it, had a crew of 14 people, took 14, I was only one on stage,
wow.
but took 14 people, as you know.
Yeah.
Production elements help support what you're doing on stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoever did your sound design is wonderful.
Oh, good.
It's wonderful, yeah.
Great.
Peter Bufano should get a tip of the hat because the music is spectacular.
Yes.
Yeah, but without the lights...
Peter Bufano went to Clown College, I think, a year or two before me, and we were on the Red Show together.
Right, okay.
And yeah, and he's composed the music in our show now.
Well, it's fantastic. And here's another note. You use a lot of props, but there's no sketch about props.
Mm.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but
well, that was sort of the bed. The bed scene is sort of a sketch about props, but yes, but it's not explicitly that.
Not that it needs to be. It's just that's where my mind
goes. Right.
By the way, the comedy and tragedy masks that you do,
brilliant. Oh, good.
I love it.
Oh, good.
Yes,
lovely.
Yeah.
Well, it was great to hear you out there, even just as the show started. We start with the birth of comedy.
Oh, come on. It doesn't get any cheaper than that. No. I just kept waiting for the machine gun version of the babies. But you do the paper later, so we can... I feel so honored to have worked with you. I love that you... No, you are carrying the torch.
Mm.
Yes, we taught at Clown College to have a heart the size of Alaska because of the medium. We were entertaining family audiences, primarily. Mm-hmm. Comedy takes many different shades of gray, does it not?
This is the first show where we've used any sort of bad language at all. At the table tonight, a woman came up to me and says, I was really hoping it was going to be dirtier. And I said, well, you've never seen us before. This is as dirty as we've ever been, and it's not that.
Send me your email. I'll send you some cum jokes.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Comedy Podcast. Send us your comedy milestones via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on many of our website pages, and you can post reviews of this podcast on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and a Reduced Shakespeare Comedy Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, adjunct professor of comedy Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and Garage Band, and Peter Bufano, whose circus music can be found at circestra.com, CIRKESTRA.com. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Mark Tandowski. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Dick Costolo, former Chicago improviser from the show Modern Problems in Science with Rich Fulcher, and now the CEO of Twitter. Gee, I'm sorry the improv thing never worked out. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 422-1266th of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
I have one thing for Austin.
Yes.
Okay. This is for you.
Oh,
that was a near tug and a gookie.
No. You listened to the podcast. Oh, bless. Good for you. Oh, that's wonderful.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less. So much less. So much less.